You're listening to SBS News.
Outside the Pentagon, Prime Minister Scott Morrison is greeted by the US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin and guards in uniform wearing masks.
Ready, front, ceremonial, at ease.
The pair held talks on Wednesday about bilateral issues and the importance of the Australia-US alliance in a sign of strong solidarity. Mr. Morrison says Australia understands its role and responsibilities.
We accept them, we share them, we honour them in how we deliver it on the ground in so many theatres. And that continues with AUKUS.
AUKUS is a security partnership between Australia, the US and the United Kingdom. But Australia is cancelling a contract for French submarine vehicles in favour of nuclear-powered submarines instead. In response to the reaction from France, Mr. Morrison says the new arrangement is about the Indo-Pacific region.
Australia decided not to proceed with a very significant defence contract. And understandably, we know that, France is disappointed about that. And I think those issues will take further time to work through than the ones that were being dealt with between the United States and France.
US President Joe Biden has healed some of the damage after the fallout from the submarine deal. He spoke to French President Emmanuel Macron on Wednesday, and the leaders agreed to start rebuilding trust. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has talked up the submarine deal while making some remarks in French to get a grip.
This is fundamentally a great step forward for global security. It's three very like-minded allies standing shoulder to shoulder, creating a new partnership for the sharing of technology.
Meantime, Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin says the trilateral security partnership between Australia, the UK and US is enhanced.
AUKUS is a testament to the strength, resilience and foresight of our relationship. As President Biden has noted, no regional divide separates the interests of our Atlantic and Pacific partners. And AUKUS is designed to build on our existing alliances.
The pair held a bilateral meeting before Mr. Morrison went to Congress to see Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. She says there is a lot to discuss, including cooperation on issues like security and trade.
And now, as we look to the future, the United States remains committed to continuing strengthening our security partnership. And here to learn more from you about the Australia-UK-US trilateral agreement.
Mr. Morrison also went to a Friends of Australia caucus meeting, telling senators and others that the friendship with the US is deep.
There are similarities, but there are differences. But the goals and the beliefs and the values that we share are innate to us both. And so the connection is just so easy.
And Labor Senator Penny Wong is raising concerns Australia's sovereignty could be at risk when using technology from elsewhere. The opposition foreign affairs spokeswoman is speaking at the United States Studies Centre on Thursday. Mr. Morrison will also meet leaders from India and Japan while he is in Washington. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.